Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting 6th. The left fielder, Pete Reiser. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting 8th. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Ron. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The right fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jack Lorke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Monty Kennedy. Pitching for the New York Giants, Monty Kennedy. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a fly ball into right field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lorke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reiser. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott juggles the ball. That's an error on Elliott. Lorky moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanky moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Torgerson. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0 for 1 in the game. Ron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ron. The throw from Massey and he is safe. Ron steals second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Reiser hits a fly ball into right field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Lorky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorky is 0 for 1 in the game. Lorky hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0 for 1 in the game. Livingston hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Massey moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Massey moves to third. Stanky moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Massey scores. Stanky scores. Dark moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's Braves, 2, Giants, 2. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparn covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ron takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron moves to third. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron scores. Lockman moves to third. Gordon moves to second. It's 3-2, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. Mize hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Thompson is walked intentionally. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-2 in the game. Lorke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reiser who is chasing the ball. Lorke reaches third base with a triple. Lockman scores. Gordon scores. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Giants. Red Barrett now pitching. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Livingston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lorke scores. It's 7-2, Giants. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Reiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 0 for 2 in the game. Reiser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. Holmes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ron bunts towards the mound. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 8-2, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 3 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into center field. Russell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Russell. Lockman scores. Gordon scores. Mize moves to second. It's 10-2, Giants. Glenn Elliott now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan pinch hits for Glenn Elliott. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stanky moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron fields it and throws to second for the out. Stanky moves to third. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Hall now pitching. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Lorke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lorke. The throw from Massey and he is safe. Lorke steals second. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Livingston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lorke scores. It's 11-2, Giants. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Livingston moves to second. One out. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Livingston. The throw from Massey and he is out, Elliott applying the tag. Two outs. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reiser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-3 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reiser moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Reiser moves to third. Two outs. Clint Konitzer pinch hits for Bob Hall. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Clyde Shaw now pitching. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ron for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Dark reaches second base with a double. Stanky moves to third. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanky scores. Dark moves to third. One out. It's 11-3, Giants. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-4 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 11, and Boston Braves, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.